is the message of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Jesus to the world through the seer Veronica Lucan. Today is Monday, July 1st, eve of the visitation of Our Lady to her cousin St. Elizabeth in the year of Our Lord 1985. We are presently about 200 yards south of the world-famous Unisphere at the Vatican Pavilion site in Flushing Meadow Park, Flushing, Long Island.
There are blue lights cascading all about the outside of the trees directly over Our Lady's statue. Now, high overhead, I can't actually figure in the lengths of miles, but I see Our Lady's beautiful white light. It's coming through like a ball. Oh, it is. It is a ball. And Our Lady is standing on top of it. But she's so luminous, it's very difficult for me to look through the light until she comes down farther from the sky. Now, Our Lady is riding this ball very fast. And she's now directly above, on the ball, above the tree that's above Our Lady's statue here. Now, Our Lady is stepping off. The ball is suspended in midair. It looks like a ball, yet I can't make out the figures on it. Yes, oh, it isn't a ball. It's actually a globe of the world, because the figures I can't make out are in all directions, and some of them are blackened, some of them are in red, and some in white. Now, Our Lady is motioning to me. She's holding her rosary like this while the ball is suspended, our earth, at her left side. Our Lady is going over to our left side, just on the beyond the first large tree, towards the statue, and she's extending her beautiful crucifix on her rosary, the rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the white Hail Marys that cascade all colors as she's turning. Our Lady is blessing everyone in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is looking about her beautiful white gown. She has on a beautiful white gown and also a mantle. The mantle is pure white. Now I can see above Our Lady's waist, just a little above the narrow part of the waist, she has on a gold chain-like corded belt, like, to hold her gown. Now, Our Lady has her mantle completely about her head and her shoulders. I cannot see her hair. The mantle is a pure white that's actually luminous and glistening. And about Our Lady's mantle, there's a small border of about a half an inch of gold all about Our Lady's mantle. Now, Our Lady is taking the crucifix of her rosary and kissing it like this. And now she's going over, and the globe is remaining stationary, though it had moved while I was watching Our Lady. On the left side, the globe has obviously moved farther over to our right side now. And Our Lady now is approaching the first tree, the very tall tree, over her statue. Now Our Lady is taking her finger like this and motioning to her lips, which means to listen, my child. I repeat, Our Lady is bowing her head, yes. She's holding her rosary as though to give her strength for some very urgent message to the world. My child and my children of the world, I come to you with great news, not one though of joy, but of pity and sorrow. I say sorrow because for many earth years I have wandered among you from place to place and country to country, trying to warn you to avert this coming chastisement which is fast approaching mankind. Many shall die in the great flame of the ball of redemption. All scoffers will learn too late that the mission from heaven was urgent and sorely needed. For the numbers of sin, those children in sin, are counted now not in the few, but in the multitudes, falling fast into heaven, hell. Now Our Lady is looking up and pointing towards the heavens. And as I watch her, she's going over, And she's now, though, directly by the ball, and she's showing sections of the ball to me with her finger. There it will burst in flames, my child. Now that's, I can see from the ball that it's an actual globe of the world like we have on our desk in school. And the first place to burst into flames is Africa. Now Our Lady is pointing farther up on the globe, and she's saying, now listen, my child, and repeat this well. The United States of America is fast approaching on the start of the Third World War. My children, your newspapers and your medias give no account of these secret missions. There are men going from the State Department back and forth, hinder and yon, looking for peace. Peace where there is no peace, and peace where there shall be no peace, unless they follow the directions of the Eternal Father and the messages given from heaven in the past years, not alone on these grounds, my children of Bayside and Flushing Meadows, but also to various seers, young and old, about the world. The world is crying, peace, peace, and there will be no peace unless the world will recognize my warnings of caution from years ago in Earth's time, and they do something about it. I have promised you peace, my children, if you will go forth with your rosary in one hand and the brown scapula about your neck. How many have cast aside their armor because they fear or they are afraid of the mockery of those who have already hardened their hearts to the truth, and their eyes and hearts are eternally blinded? For many of them shall fall into hell, and many of them shall be wearing their red letters. My child, I say this, for Satan has entered into the highest realms of the hierarchy now. And this I say unto you, stop them now while there is time. Approach your priests, for they are planning the extermination of Pope John Paul II before the Synod. What can I do, my child, you say to yourself, as this goes through your head with fear. There is nothing to fear, my child. I have given you the course. You will pray the rosary daily, my children. Link to link, bead to bead, going throughout the whole world. For I repeat, your time is about up. Any day, any hour, you will face the major part of the chastisement. My children, I caution you now, and I wish that you remember these instructions from several years ago in Earth's time that I gave to you to keep in your homes a good supply of canned goods. They have shelf value, my children. They will not spoil, but better that you keep them and they spoil than to have come upon you the great chastisement. It will be a ball of fire which will ignite many of the chemicals that are being stored up for the destruction of the nations. My children, I repeat anew, why has Rome and our vicar given up the course that the Eternal Father gave to me to pass on to you children? Why are they opening the doors for another attempt at assassination to your Pope, our son, John Paul II? My children, not only with the canned foods will you store just food, but you must also make known to your families and your friends that they had best keep blankets and water in tight containers. For there will be, on the onset of the chastisement, There will be nothing that you can buy due to contamination. Your homes are protected by a supernatural being with Saint Michael, the head of the armies from heaven. Just as in the days of old, so will it be, my children, that there will be sent to you an angel of death, but in human form. While the world cries peace, peace, and salvation, they do not look in the right direction. They are depending on the scientists of the world who are ever seeking but never coming to the truth. These scientists have created now arsenals of ammunition and warheads and missiles in which they seek to gain control of the world. And my children, it does not take much knowledge or a learned being to understand that heaven alerts you now to the dangers of the onslaught of communism. Satan, being at the controls, will soon have one who is possessed and of also a major rank in the world today to press that one little technological wizard, not in human form, but in mechanical form. Like a robot, this will go forth among the nations, and nations shall disappear from the earth in the short time of 3 to 5 minutes. Oh, oh, my child, I cry tears of great pity for you. Do not be afeard, my child. I have made a promise to you that if you do my mission, using every ounce of the energy that you can in a broken down body, you will save many souls, my child. My reward, I say unto you, your children will be saved. The world may call it the onslaught of a Holocaust, but not many will have the opportunity to try to figure what has happened about them as they run back and forth and try to flee before the chastisement. Don't look back, my children, as you find the bodies, black, dead bodies, lying among your roads. Do not touch them, or you will die also. This will tell you, my child and my children, that the major chastisement shall be a third world war, which is in the planning now. Russia has not been converted. And why? Because the message I gave many years ago to the little children and to those who had the heart to seek for the truth, I told them that unless they pray the rosary and wore their vows scapulars, death shall be a place among the living. Death such as no man could perceive in his human mind, to see the destruction of missiles and other contemptible technological implements made strictly from the knowledge of Satan. In the church, my child, cry with me. My tears fall upon you and your children and all of the children of the world because of the fact that many shall die in the great flames of revolt of the redemption and also the technological weapons of the enemy Russia. All of these munitions are being sent throughout the world. They are building up armaments beyond what man could conceive. This you must know, because only you, my children, who hear my words and act upon them, shall be saved. Your children, I cry for you poor mothers, know that my mother's heart is solaced only by the knowledge that these children shall not be lost to heaven. But your young children have been disappearing from your homes. And where are they as you go to and fro looking for your children, and my mother's tears fall upon you? Many shall be found dead, but others shall never be found, for they are disposed of in the most despicable way by a group known as the Satanists. These groups, my child and my children, are increasing. Even on your island of Long Island, there are at least 12 major covens, and they are using human sacrifice. These bodies, my children, cannot be found by the police or other authorities who seek to help and to solace the hearts of the family members of the lost child. But I tell you this now, why we have the abomination of murders of children, for they are possessed by Satan, those who will set into motion laws that are against God. Your country, my child, the United States, shall feel war as never have they conceived in their minds that this could enter upon the glorious nation of the United States and Canada. No, my children, you cannot escape this. Your time is running out. My child, I wish that you boiled the water in your home. I will tell you now, my children, if you are receiving waters for your use in your homes, it must be boiled, because the contamination of chemicals and waste matter, nuclear waste matter, is driving down into the soils of the nation and polluting these waters, which will bring imminent death to many. My child, you are affrighted at much I have to say, but that is the reason, my child, we took you out of your sick bed and brought you to the grace of the Father to these grounds tonight. It was imminent that on the 18th you listen and follow my directions, my child, and you did well, for you have saved a soul from hell. Yes, my child, I know you are shivering when you think of hell, and when I took you down to see hell and purgatory. My children and my child, especially you, Veronica, you know that my words cannot be taken lightly, for you lived them. You lived the consequences of such evil when you could not attend on the 18th. Pray, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer. And also, at this time, I wish to extend my mother's heart of comfort to Father S. It was the Eternal Father's will that he come unto you. But naturally, as he joined the flock from heaven, the wolves were after him and dispersed him from among the flock. His heart is known to me, my children, so do not seek to find reasons for his present conduct. He will come back, but he will have a heavy cross to carry when he returns. We are proud of our son, that he did much to spread the message from heaven. My child and my children, pray for those poor mothers who had the missing children. There will be great punishments before this major chastisement, my child. There will be many punishments. Many tears shall flow from the mother's eyes, and their hearts shall be opened for mercy, begging for mercy. My child, I wish at this time that you will take 3 pictures. They are very important, because as I have made known to you before, and you will repeat again, Satan has entered into the highest realms of the hierarchy. A church in darkness wears a band of death about it. Better that there be a few with quality than nothingness. For without the light of God truly shining, within my son's churches on earth. They will become darkened as they take with them onto the road to perdition many souls. Do not judge them, my children, when you come upon these lost souls, but pray for their salvation, for many have been misled. As I said before, my son's church is in great crisis. The enemies of God, with Russia as the head, now seek to destroy the knowledge of the Eternal Father in the Trinity. My son, they seek to take my son from history and try to defame him for their own gains. And my children, warn others throughout the world that they must not use my son's name in profanity and anger. My son's name is being abused to the point now where the Eternal Father has his heavy hand near the ball that sits at the foot of his throne. Our lady is pointing over now. She's standing directly over the statue in the center of the pavilion. Our Lady is pointing over, and she says, to listen, my child. See that picture, my child. There is silver, much silver, being placed upon a table, and hungry eyes look at it until, like the magic of Satanism, their minds are clouded, and I see among them many clerics. They are Roman Catholic clerics. They are among those who are plotting the assassination of Pope John Paul II. May God, my children, have mercy on their souls and stop them before it is too late. They cannot hide their guilt from the Eternal Father. And as they mislead the flock and even stoop to murder to get their way, they are nothing but agents of hell. My child, take 3 photographs, and then I will speak again. Our Lady is pointing up to the sky, and high up in the sky, I see St. Peter's in Rome. Our Lady is now over the dome of St. Peter's, and she is taking her mantle, and it opens very wide. Our Lady is spreading it over St. Peter's Basilica. Now Our Lady is touching her lips, which means to listen well. My child, I shall send many agents from heaven, angels, to protect the Holy Father. But you who are on earth must do your part. For in no way must you have a measure in the end of responsibility for your lack of cooperation with the instructions from heaven to save your Holy Father, the vicar on earth, John Paul II. My child, immediately take the 3 pictures and remain within yourself until I speak to you again. I can't repeat. Yes, my child, you may repeat. The pictures will bear this out. Do not be affrighted of retaliation. Never be affrighted, my child, for you are following the directions from heaven well and must continue to do so. Our Lady is holding up the parchment of paper. Look, my child, what has been written down. From where and whence did this parchment of reconciliation with Russia originate, signed by many cardinals? Oh, my child, my heart is bleeding. Oh, Our Lady's mantle has set a part of this, and I see a heart. Her heart. And there are knives and thorns, a whole cluster of thorns, just like they put on Jesus' head before he died. Oh. Take the pictures now, my child, and I shall ponder whence to give you the last of the message. Among those who went forth to harm the Church of Rome, there was Cardinal Jean Villot. He had received his just penance. The parchment of paper contains the words that made a treaty between the Vatican and Russia. That treaty must be rescinded. There are, my child, still living three living upon earth who were members of the drafting of this treaty. Now, my child, you will read the photographs. All about the trees in back of Our Lady's statue, there are pink lights coming down in streamers from the heavens. And directly over Our Lady's statue, high in the sky, there's a circlet of light. I always feel, since seeing that with St. Teresa and other personages that are in heaven, that it has something very, very special about that circle of light that someday Our Lady may reveal to us. It's something supernatural. But Jesus is coming forward now. He has, hearing me, he's smiling, and the light is dimming quite a bit as he's coming down now. He's standing directly over Our Lady's statue. I can't count feet, but I would say he's at least 7 feet over the statue. Now Jesus is looking all about him, and it's quite windy because his cape is blowing out from him as he's looking back and forth with a smile. Now his hair is down. He has no cowl on the back of his robe. Now the robe is a burgundy color, and this evening, I don't know if I had sewed it with gold on. It has gold all about the outside, about a half an inch of gold trimming all throughout the cape. Now, Jesus, his gown underneath is not that long that I can see his feet. He's wearing sandals, but they look like they were made from some kind of brown skin-like material, animal skin. Now, Jesus is looking about him. Now, he's moving over to our left side. That would be people in the other direction, their right side. But from where we are, he's moving over to his right side, our left side. And now he's raising his hand like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Jesus is looking over to our right side, and he's moving very slowly. He's looking all about him, and he's now directly over again Our Lady's statue. He's bonded over, and then they seem to hesitate for some reason and come back to the center. Now he's extending his hands and his arms like this, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's making a fast turn to his left, our right, and he's going across the sky, and he's standing now about 2 feet above the bushes, the trees, about 2 feet above. Now, Jesus is looking about, and he's raising his hand very high, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's doing something very, very strange. He's extending his hands out like this, in front of him, and there are all rays coming from his arms and his hands. The rays are extending high over our heads. They go beyond to a place back here. I believe there's someone, Jesus says, that is very ill, but he will be cured this evening. Right over in this section over there. Now Jesus is looking. He shook his head, yes, I understood. Well, now he's turning fast to his right, and he's coming above Our Lady's statue now again. He's looking about him, and now he does this like Our Lady does, which means to listen and repeat. My children of the earth, how happy I am to know that there are those among you who are willing to dedicate and sacrifice their lives for the entrance into heaven through the salvation of many souls upon earth. You must all make it known to mankind that there is a hell, there is a purgatory, and of course, the kingdom of heaven. The road to hell is swift and wide. The road to heaven is narrow, and too few are not finding it. My child and my children, you must do your utmost to bring back into my house, my church upon earth, the faith. I often cried through my mother's tears. Her tears and mine abounded over the earth, because through the Eternal Father, man was given a conscience and a free will to either accept heaven by sacrifice and penance and having to face the rebuke of a darkened world. I want everyone upon earth to know that the great chastisement and the punishments of droughts, earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes are but minor compared to the number of lives that will be lost with the great chastisement. I hold your country, my child, at fault because too few who are in power, in the government, and the teachers from my church on earth, too few are willing to fight against the abomination of the homosexuality that is raging throughout the United States, Canada, and the world. In no way will homosexuality be accepted, for it means damnation and destruction. And I say this to you once fair maidens in the convents of the world who have chosen to cast aside your profession and your oaths of allegiance to your God to seek a more pleasurable life upon earth without your habits, without your convents, and living the life of a lay person. All who have received holy orders legally shall be held accountable for their casting aside their profession, for they are weakening the structure of my house. Many because of the mistakes made issuing forth from the good hearts of John the 23rd, Pope Paul the 6th, many have taken the messages and the directions given at the Vatican Council and twisted them to suit themselves, reading in the Bible words of their own or finding excuses for their sinning through the Bible. My child and my children, the murders of the unborn will bring great chastisement upon the United States, Canada, and the nations of the world that are now contributing not only to the delinquency of your children and the world's children, but are condoning murder and euthanasia. Euthanasia, my child and my children, is murder. We have been very patient. The Eternal Father has voiced his decision within my hearing. And I tell you, my children, your chastisement is just at hand. We expect all of you to read and reread my mother's directives, for they are my directives in the Eternal Father and the Holy Ghost. No man shall fall into hell unless he wishes it, for his heart and his eyes are blinded, his heart is hardened, and the pleasures of the world and the popularity of a generation that has gone insane with sin. For these, he will give up his eternal soul. And especially, my children, I repeat anew the words of my mother when she said to you some time ago that anyone who has even a small measure responsibility for the deaths of the unborn shall be judged as a murderer. No nation that has been so corrupt that their legal rules and regulations are changed for those who are in sin shall not stand. They will burn in the embers as the bodies will burn upon the roads and the streets. My children, I have great compassion for all of my children, the earth. But I say unto you, you have a free will. My mother has accepted her role as a mediatrix between God and man. If you listen to my mother's counsel, you will be saved. And you will also share in the struggle to right the wrong that has been done against the Eternal Father and all the personages of heaven. Teresa wished to be with us this evening, but due to the time and the condition of your physical body, my child, I send you her words, though she chose at first to appear herself. I send you her words, my sisters. What have you done to yourselves? I can see through the Eternal Father what has happened within the convents. I can only beg you to open your eyes and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. Accept not the counsel of man, for Satan now and all hell has opened up and the demons are upon earth. This is the final struggle for souls. My mother told you some time ago that soon her words will be few. And this soon has now covered a year's time. But you must know that as a voice box, we had to seek and bring you, my child, back to the grounds so that we can go forth and together try, I say try, to save the world from its own destruction. Satan has poisoned their minds, and your great scientists now seek only one thing, to please the bear, for money And what is money? You cannot take it beyond the veil. You will go out as you came in, but you will be judged when you go out. My child and my children, I stress anew for my mother that you keep a vigil of prayer going throughout your countries and the world. It will be through my mother's round scapular and her beads of prayer that many souls can be saved, and there will be a lessening of the judgment against mankind where he will lose his body as he becomes an ember. So great will be the flames. My child, do not be affrighted. I will show you a picture now. Now, you hold on to your crucifix and do not be affrighted. It's horrible. Who are they? The good and the bad shall die together, my child. Yes, you may describe, if you wish, my child, what I have just shown you. I see a road. I see people fleeing. Their clothes are ragged. It seems as though they'd been hit by some kind of shrapnel or something that's torn the clothes off their bodies. But the worst part of all is that beyond the roads, I see bodies, dead bodies strewn all over, in the streets, through the houses, in the lots. And I see the waters aflame, and I see waters churning and churning and rising higher and higher as they wash onto the shores that border the seas. Yes, my child, in the great chastisement, a ball of fire shall fall into the waters, killing all that is living in the seas. And also, unfortunately, because they could not listen and change their ways, many will die also from the flames and also from the waters. Those living along the coastlines, we caution them to keep a sacramental and a crucifix upon their doors, for the angel of death shall not enter your home. Now, my child, because of the long term of rest and illness, you will take 3 more photographs. They will stress what I have just given you in words, that sometimes, my child, one photograph can convert many, because seeing to some is believing. Blessed are they who do not have to see to believe. But if they must believe by some physical sign, we send all of this to you, my children. Conversions, cures, photographs. Surely you cannot turn away from the pleas of my mother. Now, my child, you will take the photographs, and I will put explicitly in them what I have told you. Sit back, my child, and rest. Jesus is not pleased with the manner in which his clergy are carrying out their vocations and also the Mass. Jesus wishes that the old Mass be returned to wipe out many of the errors that have crept in since the new Mass has started. And I must repeat again, my child, for the consolation of mothers, they must watch over their children carefully, for there will be thousands upon thousands that will vanish without a trace. The Satanist cults are turning into armies, my child. They have already tried to attack you through the powers that they retain from Satan. Do not be affrighted, but you must be more careful, my child, whom you let into your house, for the souls of those who knock upon your door are knowingly or unknowingly to themselves sinful and on the road to destruction and trying to take others with them. It will take courage, my children, to carry this mission forth, but you will be guided by our Blessed Mother. My mother has accepted her role, and she promises you, as I do also, that we will be with you until the end of time and the beginning of a joint great renewal. That, my child, shall be given in time to all mankind. You will take the photographs now, my child. It is most important. Time to all mankind. You will take the photographs now, my child. It is most important.